Hello and welcome to another edition of the Webcast Beacon Network blog news post thing, whatever. You know what they are. Instead of having to go to the site and read it, you get a podcast version of the network news that I am going to put forth to you right now. It is presently Friday, April 20th, 2012, you know, I'm kind of looking for, you might have seen me on Twitter, you might have seen me on Google Plus, Facebook, a lot of Tumblr even. I've been poking around. I'm looking for interested reviewers and tutorial seekers and essentially content producers for the Webcast Beacon Network and Webcomic Z. Hopefully, if you're listening to the website now, you probably already know about me and the Webcast Beacon Network. A long time ago, I did buy the website Webcomic Z. Not an easy road, and I'm not going to go into that. But Webcomic Z is a webcomic list and resource site. It's not quite in its prime any longer, but it still draws decent traffic. In short, there is an effort behind the scenes to really bring it back, and it includes a spendy recoding of the entire website for important reasons. Since the beginning of the Webcast Beacon Network, with the Webcomic Beacon starting it off, of course, in 2007, it's had a mission to bring knowledge and resources to creators. If I could give it any single mission, that's what it was and still is. It has been a labor of love, coupled with undisclosed amounts of out-of-pocket funding by myself. Today's Webcast Beacon Network crew now consists of at least 15 active members working voluntarily, including myself. As it stands, Webcomic Z stands to be a source of revenue through ads because of the high traffic, and it's a lot of things well in place already. Ironically, the money that's earned on it so far, and for a little while anyway, is going to be used to recode the whole website, because paying somebody to do that is the only way that it can possibly be done, because I've seen the code, and wow. It's definitely somebody that has a professional standing in website coding and design. But the website as it is still works fine. It can serve creators just the same. It's just not nearly as robust as it can and should be, especially for if we're wanting to make it a revenue source, especially with a couple of ideas we have coming down the line. Bottom line is that we do need content. I cannot do it all as much as I thought I could, 4 years ago. We are already making efforts to crossover content with the Webcomic Beacon newscast. There's been some crossover with current reviews that have already been going up on Webcomic Z, posting those on the Webcomic Beacon newscast posts. I'm going to try to integrate it a lot more, much better. We'll also be looking to integrating the other Webcast Beacon Network shows into Webcomic Z as well, to try to play off of the traffic from each other, because there's a high magnitude of crossover there as far as audience and traffic. I can't promise anything to anybody at this point except for exposure. And I know you're not supposed to work for exposure, and I understand that. As I said, you know, everybody who's already working for the Webcast Beacon Network, they're working voluntarily. I've been in the red for all of this stuff for years, and of course I still do it. It is a labor of love, but hopefully not forever. I can promise nobody's making money off of it right now, except for the future website programmer, who is going to be paid with the current ad income that's being made and probably some more out of pocket. As it said, it is basically a labor of love right now, And at least I can, the best I can offer are image links paired with articles written by people, and also offering podcast ad spots on the Webcast Beacon network programming, which aren't really selling right now anyway. So there's plenty of room for contributors to eat up those podcast sponsorships. Any way that I could help promote your stuff is my goal. So if you're still listening after all of that, two main things I'm looking for, and then one main thing of those people I'm looking for. But first off, I'm looking for comic reviewers, reviewers that hopefully match the flavor of the Webcast Beacon Network. I will be entertaining the possibility of print comic reviewers. This includes independent to major publishers of print comics. Got some ideas for that. I'm willing to talk with people about it to see if we can get something going. Digitally sold comics. These are where, you know, people will, you'll buy something off of Drive-Thru Comics or Comixly or something like that. Digital comics, either through an app or you get a PDF. Reviews of that. I've always been a stickler for, you know, recently for only doing reviews of printed material for the webcomic Beacon, and I'm looking to modify that and change that for the webcomic Z, because that's really where those reviews are going to be counting, as well as webcomics. Now, you know, like you've seen in the past, webcomic reviewers, they're a dime a dozen, but it's the flavor that I'm hoping to draw people over here. We're already still experimenting. We don't need reviews of already popular webcomics that everybody already knows about. We don't need that. I also don't need people doing reviews of bad comics merely for entertainment purposes. That's been done, it's tired, and it's really not conducive of anything unless you are writing things in such a way that are going to be beneficial to, say, creators. An idea I just got right now, if you are able to take a look at what you consider a bad comic and actually illustrate why it's a bad comic and ways to make it better, that would be a great addition. Heck, I'd even be willing to team up with existing reviewers, like partnership, so to speak, cross-post content, promote each other, something, you know, basically become bigger, to be more recognized. I don't know. These are ideas I have. Trying to do my best here. The flavor is mainly honest reviews, not banking on sarcastic, hateful, or demeaning reviews for the sake of entertainment. We don't need reviews of popular comics. They don't need the publicity. I want reviews of good comics that can be recommended. Reviews of bad comics where you can learn something from, or so-so comics that have potential or fit a niche audience. You know, just something that would be interesting, draw something that people aren't reviewing already. Things that get overlooked. Small press, a lot of indie stuff, especially in even not even just web comics, but in straight to market comics. Like, there's this one, she might have been a young teen or a preteen that's sold a whole bunch of her comics on Amazon. She was like the top seller on Amazon for like one day. It was like incredible. There's a lot of potential out there, a lot of things getting missed by people. That's what should be reviewed. That's what we should be promoting. That's what should we be sticking out there. I'm also looking for tutorials. Original tutorials are best if you can make your own, or if we can have permission to repost your tutorials and promote your site. You know, that whole give and take. That's potential. But I think a big thing which I'm wanting are tutorial scroungers, tutorial seekers, people that will look for the best tutorials of various subjects and put it all together into a big post. Links and summary. I'm not saying plagiarizing. I'm saying links and summaries, like a big post of like how to draw women's breasts properly or the best ways to advertise online sort of guides. And these can be like archived and continually added to as we find more and better tutorials. Anyone can go Google, but you know, the idea is that we could put together an already Googled and good list of several tutorials that would be beneficial for creators. You can collect tutorials for other categories as well, tutorials and guides. I am open to many ideas, even beyond this reviewers and tutorials things. I'm looking for trustworthy people. Some of what I may be needing in the coming months are self-motivated people, people capable of doing tasks on their own. Like what I have with the Webcomic Beacon newscast, the Tropecast, Web Fiction World, very independent as far as putting their own content together. There's still editing and such that needs to be done, and I'm trying to not have me do it. I'm not trying to step on everybody's hands. I really don't want to make this the me show, and I think I've been proving that. I want people to be themselves, bring their content, bring their own flavors that are in the spirit. Maybe I should have used the word spirit, not flavor before, but in the spirit of what we're trying to do here behind the Webcast Beacon Network. You know, bring your own flavor, your own design, your own style under one roof. I try very much to be hands-off on things that are not the Webcomic Beacon, and even I'm thinking about seeing if there's different people that I could bring on to the Webcomic Beacon and not me. I've been on it for a long time, and there's got to be better, newer perspectives out there. You know, I'm open to a lot of ideas and new things. There's one thing you can't say that we haven't done on the Webcast Beacon Network is tried new things. We failed a lot of them, but at least we tried. And you don't learn anything without trying. As far as with people that, you know, come on the Webcast Beacon Network or for Webcomic Z, you know, there are several programs and aspects in which other people are producing the bulk content, even though I am the executive producer, director, editor, etc. Everybody gets a title. I try to handle everything as professional as possible. If anybody who's a part of the Webcast Beacon Network would put us down as a referral for any sort of job or internship, you know, it's I handle this very professionally. I try to organize everything. I would say that we're viable to put on a resume for something, even if you want to say extracurricular. You know, there's a lot of work that is done, and you know, very respectful. You know, it is a labor of love, hopefully not forever, but it is also not merely a hobby. okay, I'm almost done. There are a lot of ideas that can be put forth for this venture. I'm willing to hear all suggestions, all criticisms for current or future aspects of the Webcast Beacon Network and Webcomic Z. Bring it on. I do want to make this a great thing for creators. I'm also hoping to get out of the red, of course, and promote everybody as best as I can. Ideal situation, of course, would be make tons of money so everybody can get paid, but, you know, let's get out of the red first. I would love to keep what I'm doing, what I started back in 2007, from only 3 people to now over 20 people working on that have been working for a common mission. 5 years in the making. Would you like to be a part of it? Contact me at webcastbeacon.com for anything related to Webcast Beacon Network in general, or webcomics. That's webcastbeacon@gmail.com, or for the Webcomic Z portion, webcomicz@gmail.com for that. Once again, thank you for listening very much. I've been Fess of the Webcast Beacon Network, covering and promoting the creativity and creative process since 2007. Okay, I'm done.